Good morning to everyone. So the pasuk over here that we were discussing says in pasuk Yud Gimel. V'loy itchem levadchem anochi kares es habrisa zois v'sa'ala zois. So as we mentioned, Moshe Rabbeinu now is making with them a new bris and a new shavuah. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'loy itchem levadchem. It's not just with you that I'm making this bris and this shavuah. It's being made with those that are standing over here today. That means those that are alive. And also with those that are not around. What does that mean? Who are we referring to? So Rashi says, the future Dairis. And the Medrash Tanchuma is Gimel, speaks out. He says, the neshamis were there, v'adayin guf le'nivra l'kach lo'ikseven amida. Right? Medayik says, v'esashe yeshne po imano oimeid hayoyim, because the guf was there. V'esashe einenu, doesn't say oimeid, because there was no guf. It was only a neshama. So he's saying all the neshamas that the Dairis Abayim with it. That's what the Medrash says. The Chayra, I mean, how do you make a Shavuah? Right? You need a guf for Shavuah. The Gemara in Shavuah is Dav Chavav. Learns from the Pasuk, Ha'adam b'Shavuah. Then you need the Adam. The Adam has to be there. So the neshama without the guf is a Adam. Is that a Adam for a Shavuah? Right? The Medrash says it's talking about the neshamas were there, and they were included in the shvuah. How do you make a shvuah? So the truth is, we find the Gemara in Shvuah's Daf Lam Tesam Anav. The Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu was Mashbia Yisrael, and he said to him, "Du, shalei adaitchem ani Mashbia eschem al adas hamokev adaiti." It's not the way you spoke out that. The Shavuah is not the way you interpret it. It's based on how I and the Rebbe Shlom interpret. V'loy itchem levatchem, quotes our pasuk. Ein li al oisin ha'oyim v'ha'sinai, daris ha'boyim v'geirim ha'asidim l'zgayir minayin. So even if you're going to say it's referring to Klal Yisrael, their neshamis, what about the geirim? What about the geirim? Tamalim v'esashay nenu. They were also there. So the Gemara sounds like it's referring to geirim. Mar Shabbos Kufman Vov Amar Alf says that it's talking about over there by the Chet Chava. It says he saw Sham Dar Har Sinai Paska Zohama. And that Zohama that Chava put in through the Chet stop Har Sinai. Oiv Dei Chom Shloim Dar Har Sinai. They still have that Zohama. So Ravach Breid Rav said to Ravashi, what about Gerim? So he said Avgav the Inu Lehev. Even though they themselves weren't there. Mazlayu heavy. Their mazel was there. Their mazel was by Har Sinai. What's their mazel? Rashi says, "Chol sham da Har Sinai niskachu v'nitaru nisrapu mikomum." Their mazel was there. Their mazel was there, which means there's a chiddush over here. When we read the pasuk, as Hashem nenu poimano ayoyim is referring to the neshamas of the future dairis. And the mazel of the gerim, which means that that's enough for this the shvuah. The Rabbein Bechai also speaks about it, and he speaks out clearly. He says you don't need the guf to be there in order to be mechayiv in this bris in the shvuah. Okay, the pasuk continues in pasuk tes vav. Now listen closely to this psukka. Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to Klal Yisrael, and he's telling them, why do I need to make a new bris with you and a new shvuah? Right? We already made one by Har Sinai. So why do I need to make a new one now? Because you know that Asher Yeshav knew that we lived in Mitzrayim. And we passed Bekerev Hagoyim Ashavar Tem. Which is the shyness there. Moshe Rabbeinu first says, Avarnu, that we, me including me, Moshe Rabbeinu, with you, we passed Bekerav HaGoyim, Asher Avartem, but you were Oivru. Is it Avarnu or Avartem? What happened over here? Vatiru Shikutzehem, and you saw their Shikutzim, their things which were Ma'os, Vizgilulehem. Rashi says it comes from the Lashon of Golol, which is Musrachim or Mu'osim, like Golol, like fertilizer. Eitzvev and Kesev Zavashimahem, and you also saw the Avedazaras of them. Right? It says Imahem, because the Kesev Zav they store in their hidden rooms. How do Klai Yisrael see it? I don't know. But the Pasuk saying over here, Maritik Echidish, it's saying that, what's he saying over here? It's saying that, and you saw, and to you, when you saw it, you laughed at them. It was Maos what they were doing. It was Takamos. But what? Because we were Avarnu Bekerav HaGoyim, and you saw their Avodah Zarah, even though it was Maos in your eyes at the time, but that might have been Mashpia on you. And that Hashpa is Bechayim now a new Shavua at a bris to outdo it. So what's happening over here is that the Pasuk is saying how much, and this is a tremendous lesson, how much the surroundings, our surroundings, are mashpia on us. And Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, Asher Avarnu, we all passed Bekerav HaGoyim. But Avartem, to me, it wasn't mashpia as much as it was mashpia on you. I was able to pass through it without getting mushpa by it, but you were mushpa from it. Which means that Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to warn them over here about Avodah Zarah, not to get schlepped after Avodah Zarah. Why? Because you saw in Eretz Mitzrayim, Asher Varnu, Asher Vartim, you saw Mitzrayim. The Rishonim say it's referring to, when he says the Kerev HaGoyim, is referring to Amoin, Moav, Edom. Where the chiddush over there is that we didn't even go Bekerev, right? We didn't go Bekerev. They didn't let us into their lands. All we did was we passed by the lands. And still it's called Bekerev. That you're already close enough that could be mashpia on you. That could be mashpia on you. And that's what Rashi says here, Mordek Alosh, and Rashi says, Ki atem yedatem atir, where is it? Rashi says, this is the fichach. This is therefore I need to be mashpia you. Which Rashi? Which Rashi? Tezvav. Oh, the fisher is the way of the chavim. Shem his seed lave echad mikam oisay. Therefore, I need to make you swear. Right. So he's saying because of this hashpa. We're talking about Klai Yisrael, who was by Kriyas Yamsuf. Masharos Hashivcha B'Yam Leros Afil Cheska Ben Buzis. They reached such a high madrega of clarity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, which even Cheska Ben Buzi, who saw Ma'aseh Merkava, didn't reach. Klai Yisrael, who stood by Har Sinai, was Mekabel Torah. Klai Yisrael, who experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim. And they saw the Avodah Zarah, the Pa'ar, and the Makoilis, which they laughed at. But still, it might be Mashpia on them. And therefore, we have to be Mechazik ourselves to fight that Hashpa. So how much we need to be Mechazik ourselves with that Hashpa, that we might be Mushpa. The Tosefta says, Tosefta in Soita, says, Kol Haroya Oivre Avera, Haroya Oivre Avera, Neschayev Lirois, Haroya is a mitzvah zoch Lirois, which means someone who sees Oivra Avera, what does that mean? Haroya Ravera Neschayev Lirois, because it means you have Shaychas to it. If Hashem put you in a place where you saw Oivra Avera, it means there's some kind of Shaychas you have to this, that I need to now be Mesakin it, that I should be Mechazik, that I'm not Oivra Avera. That's what Chazal is telling us. The iron raw of a lev choymed is so strong over here that a person has to fight that. That's right, that's right, that's right. Saita also, we have the same Yishuroya, Saita Bekilkula. She's blown up into pieces. Yaz Atzmin Ayayin. Right? But that's the nature. That's why it was Makdim before we started our Chumash. Torah is teaching us the nature of people. The nature of people is that you could see the most wonderful things and the most inspiring things and get inspired. But that inspiration doesn't last forever unless you make it last forever. And even then, you need to re-mechazik it. That's right, that's right. So that's what it says over here. That's these psukim over here. And that's what continues into what we spoke about yesterday. But then the pasuk says, Pen yesh b'chem isha isha mishpacha yesheva shalvavai poi nahayoyim meyim ha-shem alakeinu lalechas lavad esolahe ha-agoy meyim. Maybe there'll be someone within you that will be poinai, and they're already turned away, right? Rashi says, the ficha, this is Rashi's example, ficha ha-nitzach lashbiachem, because maybe there's someone within you who already turned away. But then maybe pen yesh b'chem shayrish poirish v'lana. Zogt Rashi, shayrish megadol esiv mar, kegidim shem marim, kolem mafro mabarosha b'kerimchem. Maybe there's a Russia growing within you. What does that mean? What does that mean? So Rashi's telling us, he's saying over here, Rashi's telling us that person has to be careful because sometimes Shema Yesh Bechem within you yourself, there's this Shairish of Ra that's going to spread out and bring you to a bad place. The Ramban over here says, Ramban says, look at the Ramban, he says, says we're talking about over here, it's scary stuff. He says, Kia Av Shairish Ba Ben Netzim Ishrosh of Yafre. Even if in the Av, Hitaka acts like a tzaddik, and he always acted like a tzaddik. But within him there's that Shairish that he never uprooted that went now to his child who's gonna be mushpa by that Shairish. He gave it over to his child. The Das Kenim speaks out also that it's referring to the person himself. So it's true by both. A person may have a Shairish Ra within himself that could bring him to Avodah Zarah, to Kfira, or bring a child to Kfira. The Nitziv is Marechovi also on this Pasik and says that a person, of other person in his right state of mind is not going to be Oivir Avodah Zarah to go to Avodah Zarah. But what? But the Torah is teaching us that there could be a kilkel within him, which will be Paira Reish Velana. No one turns bad from nothing. You don't just all of a sudden turn bad. If there's something in within you, and that's what is being Ma'ira to us, that, and that's what Moshe is saying, Shema, you need to think about it. You need to check yourself out. Check yourself out. Do I have that Shairish Ra? Or where's my Shairish Ra? To the extent that what the Shayish Rabbi B'Shamis Divi Olazois, like we said yesterday, a person will hear the Klalais, but you know what he's going to say to himself? Shalom Yili, Kibshri Zli B'Elech Zakdrashi, Shalom, it will be all good. Lashem Bracha, Yachshe B'Libay Becha Shalom La'atzme Lema, Leivuni Klalais Alalu. I excuse myself. I rationalize my actions and I say, it's all good, nothing's going to happen. L'masfeisa rava, like we had from the Gemara yesterday, that I start to play with the Torah and I become smarter than the Torah and I start to make my own Torah. But no, I'm going with the Torah, with my understanding of it. That's dangerous. That's dangerous. And that's the person, L'yev Hashem Slechle. If you know you do, that's why, I forgot who points it out. I think maybe the Nitziv points it out. Someone points it out over here. The person who's Oyvet Avodah Zarah is better than the person, I should say it the other way around. The person who's rationalizing himself is worse than the person who's being Oyvet Avodah Zarah. The person who's being Oyvet Avodah Zarah, at least he knows he's being Oyvet Avodah Zarah, and he got to do tshuva for that. There's a Meridik of Rashi in Masech the Beitza, in the beginning of the second parak, says over there that a Ramai is worse than someone who's amazed. The person who's amazed, says Rashi, he knows that he has to do tshuva, and one day he'll do tshuva, like we find by Yishmael. Yishmael ended up doing tshuva at the end of his life. But a Ramai will never ever do tshuva, because he's always rationalizing himself like Esav. Esav never did tshuva. Unless you learn, his head did tshuva, but he will rationalize himself, right? He'll never do tshuva, because he never did anything wrong. This person also, that's the danger. So, Moshe Ben is saying, this is the people that turned away to Avodah Zarah, but then it's even worse than that. The person who's as the Shesh Ra, which leads to Kibush Shrivus Libi, that already we have to make sure that we don't fall into that trap and end up in that. Because that's who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be Meichel. I could be Meichel, the person who's over Avodah Zarah, because the Maaseh, he knows what he's doing, but this person not. Okay, Mitzvah Shem will continue. Have a wonderful day.